Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who, like Superman, are dedicated each week to seek truth, justice, and the American way. We have a great show for you tonight, folks. This is, it just gets, like the Cheshire Cat says, it gets curiouser and curiouser as we see more and more truth coming to light, exactly what is happening with the deep state in its attempt to take down the sitting president of the United States. Specifically, tonight we're going to talk about Andy McCabe, the acting FBI director until he was unceremoniously fired, like the director, James Comey. Richard, how are you today?
Are you saying that Comey fired him?
No. He was fired like Comey.
Yeah.
Both
like
of them are no.
Okay.
Comey, of course, was fired by Trump, and McCabe was fired by Jeff Sessions, who was the attorney general, based upon the recommendation of the inspector general, who said he had lied three times about saying that he did not leak classified documents, and he did. And he was fired one day before receiving his full benefits, and it couldn't have happened to a sleazier guy. And I don't know, did you by any chance see the 60-minute interview last night?
I didn't see the whole thing, no. I've just seen snips of it, but pretty much Fox has had a lot of it prehand, you know, and it's just the more you listen to these people, the more you got to say to yourself, I mean, did they really think that in the long run that they were going to get away with all of this? A coup against the president of the United States, duly elected president at that, and the things that they were trying
just
to put together.
There are a couple of things about this, Dick, that I think that we really absolutely, you know, need to discuss. First off, the interview with 60 Minutes, they did their very best to make McCabe seem like he was a victim and wrongly fired, and oh, isn't this terrible? And you know, which of course is just nonsensical. But you know, I think that we have to at least acknowledge that that's what that is, and it's infuriating, to be honest with you. The one thing that bothers me the most is that Rosenstein has said, oh, I was just joking about wearing a wire. And the whole thing, let me explain this to our viewers, our listeners. The 25th Amendment was put in place after the assassination of JFK. And the reason that it was to institutionalize a way to, let's just say that Kennedy had been wounded and was in a coma. You need a president, so you have to have a way to have the vice president become the president in the case that a president is, shot, suffers a stroke, something that incapacitates, or let's just say like Ruth Bader Bader Ginsburg. It, you know, takes her out of commission for working in the Supreme Court for 3 or 4 months. The government has to go on. So this would allow the vice president, with the consensus of the cabinet, to make that happen. It has nothing to do with taking a president out for the fact that you don't like him. Now, if you want to bring charges against the president, the way you do it is to go to the House of Representatives, where they draw up a bill of impeachment. And once they draw that up, they vote on it. And if a majority votes for it, then the president is impeached. He is that just means that there have been formal charges brought up against him. Then he is tried in the Senate, where it takes 2/3, 67 senators, to remove him from office, with 54 Republicans. And when this happened, there were 51. That wasn't going to happen no matter what. They weren't going to get, you know, 49 Democrats and then another 18 Republicans. Oh, yes, he's unfit. We don't want President Trump in there. That wasn't going to happen. So it was a lame brain thing, those who want to impeach him, and even more lame brain for McCabe, who was acting FBI director, not the real FBI director even. And he thought this arrogant little toad was going to somehow take down the president of the United States that we voted for. Here he is. He was appointed to this job and isn't even confirmed by the Senate. Now, Rosenstein was confirmed by the Senate, but you know what? Here's something that I think is really pretty interesting. When Trump has made his appointments for his cabinet, they went through grueling process, including the latest one for Attorney General, even though he sailed through the first time that he did it, and there's not one – everybody thinks he did a great job. He ended up being confirmed by a 54-46 vote. When Rosenstein was voted for confirmation, he was confirmed 94-6. 94-6. The Democrats, as well as the Republicans, voted him in. Why would the Democrats vote him in and not give the time of day to any other nominee of Trump? I think it's because they knew just how sleazy this S.O. gone. In 3 days, he's quitting as this Friday. Good riddance to trouble. Good riddance to rubbish. Good riddance to this deceitful man who came in. Trump appointed him. Why did Trump appoint him? People say, oh, this is who we need. This is the person we need. He's new in the presidency, and he just, you know, so he did what he thought was best, and you know, trying to stabilize our economy, trying to take care of everything in foreign policy that, you know, that involved North Korea, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Iran, all of the rest of that, Venezuela, and said, okay, he took their suggestion. That was a mistake on the president's part. He got bad advice. That, coupled with the horrific decision of putting Jeff Sessions in as Attorney General, A self-inflicted wound by President Trump has created more trouble for him than any other single thing that he's done. And it is indeed a self-inflicted wound. Nobody forced him to do that. Now, he was, you know, he did it because he's loyal to the people that got him elected. And Sessions was the very first senator to say, you know, and he was a powerful senator and a good senator when he got in, recusing himself from the conspiracy to take down the Donald Trump. He put Trump in a box, and this has created the mess that we have had for 2 years. And that's the truth. So now, McCabe, in an effort to sell books, is coming out with this cockamamie story about how, oh, he's, you know, he was doing his best, and he saw that there was really something wrong. Nonsense. He hated Trump, and you know, in the interview, they said Andy McCabe, a lifelong Republican, give me a break. And his wife, oh, I've never even met the Clintons. Oh my goodness, I don't know who they are. That got this 500,000 plus from the former governor of Virginia, McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe. It's just an attempt to whitewash criminal behavior that needs to be exposed. And here's what I think, Dick. I think that the American people need to see every single thing that has happened. Everything needs to be brought out in the light, exposed to the light of day, so that people can see for themselves exactly what has happened. Because the way it is now, what have we got? We've got all these people who are have one opinion after the other. Listen, let's take a quick call here. Hang on a second. This is Jack Watts. You're on the air for What's Up?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Going on?
How are you what's doing? Up? You got a question?
No, not really. Just listening in. I'm at work, and I listen through Blog Talk Radio, so just listening in. Good show, good content.
Excellent. Where is area code 631? Where are you from?
From Long Island, New York.
Well, listen, you know where you where Amazon has just decided that they aren't going to put their new headquarters and taking a great deal of income away from the state of New York and a positive growth, all because of our little darling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a shame. Not a fan of her at all, but, you know, it is what it is.
What kind of work do you do?
Me? I'm a landscaper, and currently right now, because it's out of season, I work at a sheet metal factory.
Hmm. Well, is your sheet metal factory busy?
Yeah, it's busy. We build commercial air conditioning units, so it's pretty busy right now.
Good.
Getting ready for the season.
And, you know, that's excellent. Well, listen, thank you for listening, and keep listening, and we will talk to you again sometime.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. So, Dick, here we are, and we are I think it's interesting, this young man from Long Island and the whole thing. The left is so left that they make Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer seem like they are centrist, which of course they aren't, but they're certainly centrist in comparison to these two Muslims that are in Congress and to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, is talking about, well, they can use that $3 billion for education, for new schools, for this, that, and the other, without even the slightest understanding that the only $3,000 that was given as a incentive for them
$3 billion,
is because there was going to be $27 billion in taxes that would come as a result of it. So instead of $30 billion in taxes, they knock off 10% to get the business, which is a good business move. And
yeah,
our little buddy, you know, who, you know, has Charlie Manson eyes, is, you know, responsible or partly responsible for nixing the whole thing. And she is delighted that she has done so without the slightest clue. Thing is that she doesn't care what it does economically. We are now, for the first time in our lifetime, Dick, energy independent. We don't depend upon the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, Venezuelans, anybody for energy. And that is because of fracking, because of Trump letting the energy sector go, and we're just beginning, because the Keystone Pipeline isn't finished, so it isn't running. ANWR hasn't started, and there are other things. So we are on the cusp of great financial growth for this country that we absolutely need because of how indebted we are. And as a result of all of this, this is just something that is good for us, but now we've got the radical left says, oh, no, we've got to stop fossil fuel. Are the world's going to end in 12 years? Nonsense. We've got another caller here. Let me put them on. This is Jack Watts. You're on the air.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And by the way, this is Charlie from Baltimore, Maryland. I've talked to you several times before.
Oh,
and,
yeah, sure. How are you doing, Charlie?
Pretty good. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. The question I have for you is this. You know, JFK was a Democrat, but he absolutely hated communism and socialism. What do you think he would do if he saw what was going on today?
Roll over in his grave.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, if JFK were a politician today, with his if he were true to his belief system, he'd be a Republican. There'd be no chance. He was strong for the military. He was strong for the economy. He was the one that said, we're gonna cut the taxes, and that's gonna stimulate the economy, and he did that. He was heavy against organized crime. His brother Bobby, went after the mafia. I mean, he would have been frankly, if he were around, he would be a Donald Trump-like guy. And one other similarity, he had a mighty good-looking wife, too. That's my answer.
Yes, he did.
You got anything to add, Richard?
Anything else? He also
one thing I'd like to add to that was, Ronald Reagan said he was a Democrat before, and somebody asked him, they said, why did you leave the party? He said, I never left it. It left me.
Yeah.
I think
Kennedy would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, I said I think Kennedy would have done the same thing. I think if he never got assassinated, and I think there was an inside job, that's my take on it. I was in Dallas once, and I went in that to explore whatever it was, and I said, oh, there's no way the bullet can't. How would it do, make a U-turn, you know? I mean, if you're ever in Dallas, definitely check that out. But, yeah, because I know he hated communism, and he wanted to go back to the gold standard. So that's all I got.
I think LBJ was involved with that. Yeah, I do.
Oh, I think so, too. I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
The gold.
I think he
standard,
was jealous of his wife. Yeah.
The gold standard was abandoned during the Nixon administration. So
right.
they had the gold standard during Kennedy's time and during Johnson's time. But Johnson made some really bad moves, and we ended up having to leave the gold and silver standard market, you know, at some point, you know, if we don't get our debt in line, we're going to have some further economic troubles that are going to force us back into that standard. But we'll see what happens with that. Charlie, good to talk to you.
Right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, Charlie. Let me ask you a question, Jack, about something you had said earlier, though. Rosenstein is quitting Friday.
Yeah.
Don't you think he might have been fired by Friday by the new attorney general anyway? Or is he trying to go out with his head high?
Well, I think that he probably is doing that. But I think it would have taken longer. And I do think that Rosenstein's record of what he's done and having to sit down and say, all right, what's behind this and this and this and this and this, and how did, and particularly in reference to Mueller, how is it that he has been investigating things so far, what his scope of investigation was. And then we'd have to see, and he said, well, this is, I added to this, and he gave it to him, and he'd have to answer why he did that, and there's no justification for it, and that would have been the end of him. That is my personal opinion, and I think quite a few people probably buy that, but who knows? I think there's some, you know, I don't think that just because Rosenstein is terminating his employment, that this in any way means that he's off the hook.
No.
I think he's going to have to answer. And here's the thing, Dick. You know, they all of these congressional investigations, we talked about them endlessly on this show and had great hopes that things would come from it. And the Oversight Committee and the Judicial Committee of the House, and they made recommendations to the DOJ that things should be prosecuted and nothing happened. That is no longer is going to work. They have, they have this Huber or some other attorney in the Department of Justice, and what they need to do. There is only one thing at this point that will work, and that is to convene a grand jury. And are we going to indict this person or not? And when the grand jury votes to indict somebody, do it, because these people, each and every one of them, including Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr,
Page,
Baker, Nellie Bell, Clapper, Brennan, Uma Abedin, Hillary, Cheryl Mills, Sally Yates. I say Clapper and Brennan, both of those two, and numerous others need to have charges brought against them for the things that they have done. Now, this may end up going right into Barack Obama's life. We'll have to see if that happens. But something has got to be done. This cannot be allowed to stand. We cannot have a two-tier system of justice where people with massive corruption issues are allowed to skate while they are trying to pin process crimes on people that are literally just like traffic offenses in comparison to the criminality that was from the past administration. Now, that is the absolute truth. What do you think?
Yeah. No, there's too many people that the more you hear and the more that people delve into this, the more that, I mean, you know, when you talk about a deep state and you talk about the swamp, man, you know, I think before you and I got involved in a lot of this, maybe I was naive, but I never in my wildest dreams thought that, you know, and maybe it's because you and I as kids used to think the FBI, I mean, you never did anything wrong because of the FBI, but just it's too many things that point in the wrong direction that say, you know what, these people were out to break up justice, and at any cost, they were willing to try and take Trump down. And it's amazing how at this juncture, which is just a little over 2 years now that Trump's been in, how this country has performed and how he has done what he said he was going to do, because, man, he's the only bumper sticker that's actually doing what he said he was going to do. All the rest of them, they never last longer than their bumper stickers. Oh, I'm proud to be a supporter, and I'm hoping that William Barr is the kind of man that I think he is, and if there's an injustice, he's not going to sweep it under the rug. He's going to bring it forward. He's got nothing to lose either. He wasn't part of all of this, but he sure can be the vacuum cleaner that sucks it all up.
We're very dependent upon him. You know, we pray for President Trump. We pray for Vice President Pence. We need to pray for the new Attorney General, and who is a solid man. And, he has an enormous job to do at this point. That's the bad news. Good news is he's the Attorney General and has power. It's real power. It's legitimate power. And the deep state had better be quaking, because he can use it. And some of these people who belong in jail need to go to jail. Now, you know what? We haven't even touched on Jussie and his little attempt to fake his attack and blame it on Trump, white Trump supporters when they were, you know, black Nigerians. And we haven't, said anything, about, the declaring the national emergency. We'll just have to do that next week, because this other just has come up and it's so important. The wall obviously is, and there's some issues with the way that Trump's doing this. I get it. A lot of people don't like it. But it's necessary. We got 25 million illegals. They are flooding our country. Need them all gone, but we're out of time. So let me just say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.